I want to thank you all for tuning in for another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. And as we start every show, we'll start it with a verse of the day. And today's verse is out of John chapter 3, verses 14 through 15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Amen. Amen. And may we also remember the Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross for us 2,000 years ago as we celebrate his death, burial, and his resurrection for this weekend and on Easter Sunday. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the show, but I will go ahead and I will pray for you all at the end of the show. On today's show, I wanted to talk about the last blockbuster. I actually found out about it through a documentary that they did on Netflix, and I thought all the blockbusters were no mas. But that's not true. There is one blockbuster remaining, and that is in the town of Bend, Oregon. So the last blockbuster, yep, on March. So let's go ahead and see what Google says. A local brewery, Tin Brewer, released a dark ale called The Last Blockbuster on March 23rd of 2021. And they do have a website. Let's see. They do. It's like Bend Blockbuster, I believe, .com. It is the remaining blockbuster, last blockbuster left. You know what? This talks about you want to really consider, you know, like. going down memory lane with me. And then that's what I wanted this episode to be about, is going down memory lane. Yeah, so looking at Google, it closes at 6 p.m. So it is still out there. It still exists today. They just announced, you know, you can go to their website, you know, and it says, in the age of Netflix, on the website and other digital streaming platforms, Harding credits her store's success to both local support and Bend's budding tourism industry. So you better believe that, you know, the tourists there, they buy, like, because they sell products and stuff also, that you can even buy online. You go to Bend Blockbuster.com, and there's, like, you can buy socks, you can buy masks, you know, cut glasses, you know, there's a lot of cool products. I want to encourage everybody, all my listeners, go on their website, order some products, you know, let's help support the last blockbuster and keep it going. If you go to Bend, Oregon, you know, rent a movie from them, you know. Obviously, you'd want to make sure that your hotel has a DVD player, you know, or a way to rent a DVD player. But help support the local Blockbuster store whenever you go there and visit also as well, too. So I said, is the last one remaining? And kind of the stuff that I saw, you know, on their website, you can get a Blockbuster Chill t-shirt. It says Blockbuster and Chill, their classic one, Be Kind, Rewind. They sell Blockbuster beanies, dress socks, a hat. They sell a hoodie, keychain. They even sell a membership cards for like $2. And I actually think I have one of my old membership cards. They sell party games. Looks like a VHS tape cassette. And then they sell the party game expansion pack. They have a silly pints, Blockbuster pints. The last Blockbuster, Bend, Oregon. And then they also have stickers as well, too, which are like a couple bucks. Blockbuster sunglasses, sweatpants, t-shirts, magnets. And all of the products are pretty affordable. They have a Blockbuster mask, which has got the logo and then popcorn and stuff. And then they have a Blockbuster magnet. The last Blockbuster on the planet. And they're not joking. It is the last Blockbuster on the planet. They have a movie, Last Blockbuster, the movie special edition. So greeting cards, shot glasses, a long sleeve t-shirt. So there's a lot of stuff that you could even get this for buy someone a gift for them that may not really know that there's one Blockbuster left. So like I said, I just want to encourage you all to support the last one. And, you know, let's take a trip down memory lane a little bit more. I don't know how far back you can remember when the first, you know, the first Blockbuster store you went into. For me, I don't really, I know they had some in El Paso, you know, growing up. And I did go there in El Paso. But for me, conveniently, I remember I used to go to the one here in the Woodlands area in Texas, which is no longer there anymore. And I remember that they had, there was also a Hollywood Video as well, too. But, you know, for that was the place to go. Blockbuster was like, you know, how you have McDonald's, you know, hamburgers back then. You know, it was like the local place. You wanted to rent a movie, you wanted to rent a game, that was the place to go. You know, but then we asked, like you said, what happened to Blockbuster? To their demise is the fact that they were mostly one-dimensional. Now, if Blockbuster would have jumped on the, you know, either jumped on the streaming platform, jumped on the mail-in platform, you know, I believe that they could have survived. There's a possibility they could have, you know, rode the wave. Maybe they could have shut down some of their stores. Maybe they could have done more of a streaming platform. You know, get your DVDs in the mail. You know, also, you know, you had Redbox when that popped up. I'm sure that put a little ding as far as like even with Netflix, because when Redbox popped out, just to rent their movies was a lot cheaper per night. I remember that. And they're still pretty affordable to rent movies from Redbox. It's kind of convenient. The nice thing I love about, you know, Redbox is that you didn't have to go to the same location to return your movies or your games. You could go to a different one. You could also reserve a movie or game at a certain Redbox location as well, too, as long as they had it. And I do remember some portable Blockbuster machines also, but I think they jumped on the scene too late. I think if they would have made more of an initial of changing their business model, then I think you would have seen Blockbuster survive. And then, like, maybe keeping some of their stores, but also having the hybrid system. You know, if they could have done that, I believe that they could have survived. You know, now you have the last Blockbuster on the planet in Bend, Oregon. So, well, which is crazy. And I believe the locals there are doing everything they can to help support the last one, tourists as well, too. And I just ask that all my listeners, you know, help support them. And I'll put the website in the description. And that's bendblockbuster.com. And you can go to their little shop page, their shop section, and, you know, buy some products from them and stuff. Help support the last Blockbuster. So I thought I'd share that with you. And we'll talk a little bit more about this after these commercials. Don't be without electricity or power or without a vehicle in the event of an EMP strike. Do you know what actually happens in the event of an EMP strike? It is electromagnetic pulse that goes off, knocks out your computer systems, will knock out your computer, knock out your car, and knock out most of your electronics and render them useless. But thanks to EMP Shield, you can now be covered for three phases, covers up to three phases of an EMP, E1, E2, and E3, and there's more. You'll also be covered for, you know, an event of a solar flare. Also, lightning protection as well, too. Now, obviously, if lightning strikes your car or your house, it'll be protected, but you're going to have to replace your EMP shield. But what better way to be protected for all three? What better way of knowing that the peace of mind that you can go to sleep every night knowing if an EMP strike does happen, you will not be stranded. You will have a car. You will have a way to produce electricity, either from protecting your solar panels, your house, whatever it is that you're protecting. Well, now you can get, thanks to, you can also get $50 off with coupon code JEB. And that's along with any sales that they currently are running. Plus you get their sale, plus you get the $50 off as well too. And it's even if you buy multiple items also as well, too, you get the $50 off as well. And they do give the show a generous commission, so that'll help support the podcast show as well, too. So don't go to sleep another night without knowing that you and your family are protected, thanks to EMP Shield. I want to welcome you all back to the episode, The Last Blockbuster. The Last Blockbuster. I mean, it's just got a ring to it, kind of a nostalgic ring to it, of knowing there's one left. And we can all take part in helping support that last remaining Blockbuster, either buying products from them, supporting them when we're in town at Bend, Oregon, or encouraging others that are there in Bend, Oregon to help support the remaining Blockbuster video. Well, like I said, I'll go ahead and leave that all that information for you in the description below, along with the MP Shield, along with many of the other affiliates that we're associated with. You know, any of the affiliated associates that we're affiliated with, if you end up purchasing anything from them, any commissions will go to help this podcast show. And we appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Any support or any help that you can give, either on a monthly basis for the show, a one-time donation to our PayPal account, that'll go help to get we definitely have a need for more to better our electronics editing programs as well too, and along with advertisement to continue to help advertise the show, be able to reach more people as well. Before we go, like always, I want to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I just want to lift everyone up to you, especially this Easter weekend. And I pray for anyone that doesn't know you, that they'll have the opportunity to give their hearts, to give their life, to repent of their sins, to come to you, to ask you into their life, to ask you into their heart, and turn and change, turn, repent, and turn from their sins. And to believe in your death, your burial, and your resurrection, and to believe that you are the Messiah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and our Savior. Please heal anyone that's sick. Please give everyone strength, protect everyone. And I ask this all in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I want to wish everyone a wonderful Easter, wonderful Holy Weekend. Oh, and stay tuned tomorrow. Like every Sunday, there'll be a devotional sermon Sunday. So I'm excited to bring that to you. And like I said, just stay tuned for tomorrow. You can listen to us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and now Verbal. And many others as well, too. You can also catch our YouTube channel as well. Also, we're also on Facebook. And if you're into food, just launched a new food channel on YouTube, so you can check that out as well. Also, go ahead and subscribe to that as well. I'll make sure I put that link in the description also for you as well. Also, until next time, be safe. And love each and every one of you. God bless. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.